This is Guardian Radio 96. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.99 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Tuesday, the 26th of November, 2024, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. Today is the anniversary of women's suffrage in the Bahamas. The November the 26th marks the anniversary of the first time that women voted in the Bahamas, signifying universal suffrage, where all people in the Bahamas had an equal vote. It is a wonderful day to be alive. Again, the date was November 26th, 1962. I have guests joining me in studio today from the Salvation Army. I imagine we're going to be talking about the Red Kettle campaign. Opportunity to ask the representatives about some of the other services that the Salvation Army offers. Given the news that has been flooding the newspapers over the last few weeks, I think this is a perfect opportunity to make people aware of some of the services that exist, some they may not have been aware of, how to access said service. Like, what do I do? What number do I call? How do I get into the Salvation Army's social service unit? And even more importantly, information to help someone you may know who is in need. Because we understand that people who are in need are aware that they are in need. And sometimes there's a stigma that comes with that, that I don't want to be seen to be a burden to other people. And so they won't even reach out and ask for help. And so while the Salvation Army is here to discuss their Red Kettle campaign, I also hope we could just ask a few questions about that. Just before we get to that segment, just a little bit of housekeeping. Again, the Global 16 Days of Action to End Gender. Yesterday, the 25th, was the International Day to Eliminate Violence Against Women and Girls. This evening, as a part of Equality Bahamas' 16 Days campaign, I, Erin Green, along with Jessica Russell and Patrice Daniel from Barbados, will be speaking on a panel called Through Rage to Activism. Through Rage to Activism. And while people say, oh, that's a gender-based violence discussion, this is a broader discussion than that. We are all, and again, given what it is that we've seen in the newspaper, we are all experiencing various levels of grief, right? When we witness the death of a child, parents hold grief for that child, and they hold grief for their own children and the world that they have to grow up in. Those of us in the community without children, we also hold grief. We got nieces and nephews. We was a children once. We remember what it felt like to be loved, not just by our grandparents, but by our aunties and uncles. And then the set you learn later in life weren't actually your auntie and uncle, but you still call them auntie and uncle. And so we understand that rage, let me rephrase that. I hope that we understand that in many instances, rage is not the problem. In many instances, rage is the appropriate response to the circumstances that people are experiencing, are living through, or have to observe, right? The problem is when people are unable to turn that rage into kinetic energy because there are no systems. See, when there's a system to plug into the system turns the rage into kinetic energy. A man that has grief about violence and sexual violence against himself or people in his family, if there's a program he could go to, like a boxing program, right? Where he could, in a defined and confined space, engage in physical activity that allows him to express that energy. That's just a little small thing, right? But in that space, he can then commune with other people, and maybe primarily men and young boys, and they all collectively experience how their rage can be transformed into something even more powerful. Some of the services that the Salvation Army offers, right, whether intentionally or not, provide spaces for people to identify the rage, understand why it exists, and then turn it into something positive. We're going to get to maybe some of that news in a bit, but to start the show, and since we're talking about rage, right, 9 p.m. start for Boxing Day Junkanoo. 9 p.m. I upset. Yes, well, let me introduce my guests to the conversation. Good morning to my left.
Good morning. I am Major Aldine Mayo, the Divisional Director of Women's Ministries at the Salvation Army.
Absolutely.
And I am Delicia Umbrister, Administrating Staff of the Salvation Army.
All right. I upset. When I was a little shirin, my daddy used to rush. I didn't even know what group he used to rush with. I just know he was a rush. I see the evidence, the pace, the shoes, and everything. And then, most importantly, he would drop us off at my Grammy house and say, oh, no, Junkanoo is not for little shirin. If you can't stay up in the dark, if you can't stay up all night, then you're not ready for Junkanoo.
Yeah.
And see, they say that's why we got Junior Junkanoo, right, for shirin. Why are we starting Junkanoo at 9 p.m.? They're too early in the morning. Listen, nighttime Junkanoo is the thing. It's the only thing. Mm-hmm. Now, listen, Junkanoo is a thing in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's like another being. I can't control it.
No.
I could only tell it I love it and hope it loves me back. But can allow Junkanoo to evolve, but also maintain the most essential elements of it, right? And I think one of the most essential elements of it is the nighttime rush. Because you come out in the night and you hide in your costume and your mask and you collect through the street. You can't do that in the daytime, man.
No.
But there are ways in which we can allow Junkanoo to evolve naturally, and at the same time, allow as many people as possible to participate in it. So dear young people, I ain't gonna say that Junior Junkanoo is for you, know, own, right? Like, and that's y'all, and you can't come to us. Because I'm mad that they didn't have Junior Junkanoo in the Junkanoo season. You can't have Junior Junkanoo in February and the end of January and thing. Anyway, I can take that rage. Back to the Spirit, the greatest crap group in the history of Junkanoo white people in the whole world. And I'm going to turn it into something positive by devising and drafting models that perhaps could be adopted, right?
Yes.
To evolve and expand Junkanoo. I was ready to throw Junkanoo. We might as well watch Sesame Street and then go to Junkanoo. It don't make no sense. Anyway, we're going to get to our show. Oh, wow, this is a very long text. We're going to get to that text towards the end of the show, sir. So good morning, ladies. How are you?
We are fine.
Awesome. So Salvation Army. Now, listen, guys. The Salvation Army, Bahamas, they marked 93 years of service in the Bahamas, May 3rd, 2024.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. It's not a congratulations. It's a thank you for your committed and dedicated service. Now, the Red Kettlebell campaign, when did it begin?
It began on November, it was launched on November 15th.
Okay.
So we're into like a week and a half now.
Okay. So tell the people what the Red Kettle campaign is.
So the Red Kettle campaign is one of our major, well, I would say the major fundraising for the Salvation Army, where we seek to solicit funds from the public, from corporate Bahamas, from individuals, from groups, from anyone who will assist us to in order to do our programs. And mainly we try to give a little bit more at Christmas. So we would do our senior Christmas luncheon, which is a major part that comes from our kettles. And then the rest of the funding goes towards our programs throughout the year.
Absolutely. Now let's briefly just touch on the program Army operates and manages throughout the year. Salvation Army, Aaron Gilmore School for the Blind.
Yes, ma'am.
The Workshop for the Blind.
Yes.
And let me just stick in a plug here. You know you could get yourself a Bahamian-made mop for Christmas.
Yes.
And give it to everybody in your family.
Yep.
And trust me, that's a proper thing gift.
Yep.
People gonna like, they gonna like that.
Yes, yep. And it lasts long.
Absolutely. All right, there's the Grantstown Learning Center, that's after-school education.
Yes, ma'am.
Grantstown Seniors Club.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Y'all need to start. I know, listen, people, I know they's be playing bingo and yeah, having game night and things. They's be having a ball. Women and Children's Emergency Shelter.
Yes.
The Mackey Street Learning Center, also an after-school education program.
Yes.
Mackey Street Seniors Club. Mackey Street Thrift Store, and then the Freeport Welfare and Family Services.
Yes, ma'am.
Right now, for Christmas, the Mackey Street seniors don't have like no Christmas carol challenge. Y'all don't have any karaoke challenge.
Well, not this year. Yeah.
But you have
they
done.
Did. We did, yeah.
Yeah, man.
We used to combine the Grantstown and the Mackey Street senior citizens. We used to go to St. Joseph's and Francis,
yeah,
and have a sit-in luncheon, and then we do the Christmas carols, and then we have bingo, we have games for them, and then after that, we serve them.
Yep, absolutely.
And when they're finished, they have their bags and they head home.
Absolutely. See that, like that. That's fun,
yes,
right? And that's keeping seniors active,
yes,
and engaged in activities they would have done normally, right?
Yes.
I want to join. When y'all going to do your corporate chorale, Christmas chorale singing?
Yes.
I want to join y'all.
All right.
Let's go to all the corporations, the businesses, and let's go to all the government ministries. You know why? Government ministries, they have the choir too, you know.
Yes, oh, I see that.
Yeah, they go too.
Yes, I see that.
Absolutely. Y'all wait. When we come back from the break, I'm going to tell y'all just a little bit about what happened yesterday. If y'all think Salvation Army is have concert, and they do have some of the best concerts, The Guardian threw a concert for the public yesterday to celebrate their 180th anniversary.
Congratulations.
Absolutely. So these are the programs, some of the programs that the funds raised will go towards.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. What's your target for this year? I know in
150,000.
Okay.
Yes.
Now I know
manageable.
Yeah. Manageable.
I know in 2022 the target was 250,000.
Yes.
And I think we're still seeing a drop in donations.
Yes, ma'am.
Post pandemic,
yes,
and post COVID. And I guess we understand because we can see,
yes,
not the writing, the statistics, we see the inflation. And so, like you say, 150,000, we could do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I could sell about 1,000 fritters. We could do that.
Yeah, we could do some fritters. And
yeah.
You get your soursop and all of those.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good
some
stuff.
Lemonade, some fruit lemonades. And
yeah.
Things. Absolutely. $150,000 is nothing. When I say that, it is achievable.
Yes.
And it's important for us as a collective to believe and to know that we could achieve that.
Yes.
Absolutely. So where are some of the locations where we can find the Red Kettles this year?
We can find them at Super Values and Quality Supermarkets. We are at the Nassau Cruise Port this year. Mm-hmm. So if you happen to be a tourist this year and you want to do a touristy thing and you go to the Nassau Cruise Port, please support. We're
Absolutely.
Also at Quality Home Center. We're at RBC Bank. We're at Scotiabank. Meat Max. Yes.
All right. So here's what I need.
And John's store.
Right. Here's what I need right now. I need a corporate sponsor to go to any bank and tell them I need like 200 of them commemorative quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
So that I could give them to the Red Kettle campaign. Port location.
Oh, yes.
So anybody who donates a dollar or more could get a commemorative, Bahamian commemorative central bank quarter in exchange, right? Like you give a gift and we give you a little gift back. Like,
that's a token.
Yeah, yeah, any corporate sponsor of any size, y'all call Salvation Army and try, let's try make that work, man.
Yes.
That could work.
That can.
And because tourists want to give back.
Yes, they do.
They want to be in balance, right, when they come. They want to be in balance. And they know they ain't using no pedestrian crossing. No. So let's bring balance by encouraging a small donation, not just to any charity, but to a charity that focuses on people, vulnerable people, mm-hmm. and people when they find themselves in crisis, when they become vulnerable, right?
Yes.
And that's the best. Okay, so Nassau Cruise Port, Super Value and Quality Market locations.
Yes. Yeah. Scotiabank.
Meat Max.
All right, and this is Meat Max Carmichael Road.
Yes, ma'am.
This is awesome. Another idea I had, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe, it may not be enough time now, but maybe if the Army partners with the Chamber of Commerce and Employers Federation, right? Maybe we could get businesses to set a special price, right? Like, we selling everything for something at 50 cents.
Okay.
So, like, when you get that little change back, mm-hmm. you could put some of that little change in the kettle.
Yes.
So the business is helping by making it a little easier for you to give some change.
Yes.
Chamber of Commerce, let's wait. We got a whole year to work on that.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. All right. Okay, so, Meat Max, Carmichael area.
Carmichael, yes.
Right. Now, I was doing a little research, and I saw it, I think, in... Is it 2022? Mm-hmm. Mrs. Anne Marie Davis, the spouse of the Prime Minister, was named patron.
Yes, she was.
And is she still patron?
She's still.
Yes, ma'am.
She still is.
That is awesome. Absolutely. I just wanted to, and let's just say thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Right? You know, thank you for lending your influence
to
those that are vulnerable. All right, here's a little red kettle history for the public. In 1891, and y'all listen because this may be a trivia question coming up soon. Yeah. In 1891, Salvation Army Captain Joseph McPhee was distraught because so many poor individuals in San Francisco were going hungry. During the holiday season, he resolved to provide a free Christmas dinner for the destitute and poverty-stricken. He only funding the project. Mm. And that's the birth, right? And all great ideas come from a place of empathy, where people see themselves and other people, like the possibility that I am or could be in the same circumstances as you. Mm. And that opens people's hearts, which opens their minds to ideas.
Yes.
It's fabulous, fabulous. And at one point, this gentleman fed, 6 years later after the idea began, they had a nationwide count of 150,000 Christmas dinners for the needy. So we're talking about 1891 plus 6 years, that's 1897.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right, this is a tremendous effort.
Yes.
You know, and then we are all benefiting from it now. If you, like I, have gone to the Mackey Street thrift store and found something brand new, top shelf, that you were able to buy at a thrift store price.
Yes.
You say thank you and put a coin inside the red kettle.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Now, producer, we ready for a break? Okay, we're going to go to a break, and back from the break, we can go through red kettle details again. I want to ask, are y'all still doing the sand dollar match campaign?
Yes, we are still accepting sand dollars.
Okay,
yes.
Absolutely. That's awesome as well. So we're going to go to a break. When we get back from the break, I want to just ask some questions about shelters and, like, what do I do? How do I access Salvation Army social services? Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Hey, man. Long time.
Girl, what going on? I hear women in Bahamas can't pass on citizenship to them own children.
We had one jokey government halfway try to change it with a referendum in 2016, and two administrations since then ain't even bother.
I shock you going back to live like that. What are you supposed to do with your own children if they ain't Bahamian?
suffer. Luckily, Equality Bahamas has been working on this issue, and I hear they're ramping up for a full campaign.
Good. Y'all need action. The Bahamas like to play top class, but have all these old issues that the rest of the region done deal with a long time.
You're right. We got to get it together. Let me go online right now and tell my people share tiny.cc/nationality. We need the same rights as men to pass on citizenship to our children.
Yeah, get on our level.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and pack 300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I been up at Pinda and I meet him in his showroom. I said, Pinda, I just come out of a showroom in Portugal and let me tell you something, them showroom and selection ain't got nothing on yours. Man, I like this stock of porcelain, this ceramic tile you got here. What I really like is the range of sizes that come in, 8x48, 12x24, 24x24, and what I really, really like, more than the things I really like, is the price. From $275 a square foot to $494 a square foot and all in between, you can't beat that. Not even with a 2x4 from Enterprises.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We're going to continue our conversation with our representatives from the Salvation Army Bahamas. But right before we get there, I was telling y'all, I hope you didn't miss yesterday. Even the person with the license plate 1844 showed up to get their prize. Because remember, the paper was founded November 23rd, 1844. Wow. The Tropical Gyros was gyroing. Somebody named Aaron Green was gyrating. See, if you had come here yesterday, then you would have learned that the Nassau Guardian has both a cloning machine and a hologram machine. Wow. Because that was in me in the parking lot dancing. Not me at all. Not just that. You know, I want to say thank you to all of the artists that came out to perform because we had a mini concert. This one was worth it. If you went back to Wake and you told your bosses and boss, I could be honest with you, it was the Infinity Band and they played for an hour. Then it was the Royal Bahamas Pop Band, Police Force Pop Band, and they played for an hour. Then it was Johnny Cake and Shine and Julian Believe and they play all kind of song. Like, they play Gannam Ricky and Wig Boyfriend. They give us a snippet of Old Head. They give us a snippet of a song from 20, not going to be released till 2025. We had concert. Okay. We had Tropical Gyros. We had donuts and coffee from Dunkin'. We had IHOP breakfast. And see, we had Grey Cliff and they had moonshine. And the people them thought I was drinking the moonshine. That's why I was dancing. But I said, hasty, I can't drink on the job and I can't drink while the sun is up. It was that jalapeno popper that had me dancing. And then we had Ricardo. And I think then we had the Heineken people. And then we had that nice grapefruit seltzer. High Noon. We had High Noon out there as well. Once again, let me tell you, I did not drink any of the moonshine. And I was going to eat a cookie from the cookie caterer, right? But the cookies look so good, somebody take my cookie. Somebody take my free Ricardo bag. Somebody take my free Ricardo shade. Somebody take my free cookie caterer cookie. Somebody take my free High Noon. That one's okay because they know I can't drink, right? But there was free things. And I ain't had no problem with the people taking the things, right? Because they say, take free things from people who get free things and God smile. God smile. But I'm glad that for everybody who could make it out, thankful for the sponsors that made the day possible.
Yes.
And the artists that made the day possible. And that was a concert to challenge the Salvation Army concert. Mm-hmm. See, because it's hard to be cheering.
Yeah.
It's hard to be cheering when they smiling up in your face and they doing it good. But Johnny Cake put one knee on the parking lot out there. They can go repave it. He put that. It was a great time. everyone had. Thank you for coming out. And most importantly, I want to say thank you for the people who came out to say, hey, I need to touch that voice I listen to every day. Yes. I need to see you. And thank you. That's what they came out to say. And we say right back at them, thank you very much. And then there were members of the staff, former members of the staff and former members and members of the Guardian family that no longer like work here, who came out to be there. It's like, hey, yo, you could have 180th anniversary.
Yeah, okay.
And didn't wait for us to get here to start. But it was a ball. And we say thank you. Ladies, again, we were talking about the Salvation Army Bahamas Red Kettle campaign. Mm-hmm. It has already begun. When does it end?
It ends the 23rd of December.
It ends the 23rd of December. Yes, but ma'am. don't let that deadline
stop you from donating. Yes,
other types of donations.
Yes.
So outside of the Red Kettle, what types of donations do you receive, or would you like to receive? And so things, services, volunteers.
Yes.
Yes.
We are grateful for any kind of donations received. So the monetary donations, that's fine. That's excellent. We always have extra work for a pair of hands. We also take in-kind donations. So if you have a couple cans in your cupboard that you're not using, especially around the disaster time and hurricane time, we look forward to those canned goods. Because if they're, God forbid, a emergency, we are able to distribute those kind of things to and utilize them. So whatever it is, we'll accept it.
Right. Some people are like, I don't really know what to do. But something as simple as, when I, like, if I buy underwear online, when I order my underwear, I order two extra packs.
Yes.
And I donate them to the Salvation Army.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
If I'm a carpenter and I got some trainees, some apprentices, I say, look, we're going to go on a program. I'm going to give you some work experience. A simple project, because we don't want to bring newbies in to the place, but we're going to donate 100 hours of our time to doing repairs in the various facilities.
We do.
All right. Because I know some people are like, hey, I don't have the spare change, but I got two spare hours.
Yes.
They do. Yeah. They do.
And we are accepting of that kind of volunteer as well.
Right. Now, ma'am, I see you looking at my cup. And the truth is, you know, I think we do. I think for most of us, understanding that many people are inches away from the same circumstances. Mm-hmm. They're trying very hard to manage the resources available to them. But for many of us, we could afford a dollar.
Yes.
We could afford a quarter.
Yes.
Right? We could afford 50 cents. Mm-hmm. And so for me, my thing is, every time I pull change out my container, that's my cup and baggy money, for real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I worked on it and I fixed it and I said, you know what, Aaron? You could make cup and baggy at home.
Mm-hmm.
For less money than you pay for it for.
Yeah.
And so do that. And now that cup and baggy money is available to put in somebody's hand when you see them, to put in the kettle when you see it.
Yes.
If it's small enough change to go in the cup and baggy container, then it's big enough to put in somebody's hand to help.
Yes.
All right. Absolutely. Furniture.
We do.
I'm changing out my office.
Yes, we do take furniture.
Okay.
Yes.
We do take furniture.
Absolutely. And clothing. What are the hours for the thrift store? What types of things do you take? And what types of things can...
So the hours for the thrift store is from 8:30 to 4.
Okay.
And Lisa, you can give some highlight about the things that we accept.
But we accept the only thing we don't accept yet, and I'm looking forward to it before I leave, is someone donate a Jaguar and a yacht. That's what I'm looking for.
Listen, for that, let us elevate the Salvation Army's charitable fundraising efforts by providing them with a Jaguar and a yacht for a high-end fundraiser. Yes, we can make it work. And I could drive it to you so you could clean it. And then you drive it to me so I could clean the inside. You do the outside, I do the inside.
No problem.
Yes, ma'am.
No problem.
It could work.
It can work.
Absolutely.
But we do furnitures. We accept furnitures. We accept office furnitures as well. We accept mattresses. We accept beds because we have a lot of persons that call in and ask if we have any mattress or if we have any bed. We can take those as well. Clothing, we take clothing for adults as well as children.
Absolutely.
We have books. We try to eliminate some of the books, but we accept the books because
especially
it helps.
Especially textbooks.
Yeah. A lot of people get a lot of help being able to access them. And what I like is I've actually seen people come in and bring back the textbook once the child is matriculated and gone up.
And that too, because the schools now, their curriculums and the books that they require, the children that graduate brings them there, and other kids can use them.
Because the kids have to get a job to afford the books.
The books.
Yeah. I got a text here. I want to read this, and then we'll go into accessing services.
Yes.
Good morning, Erin, to you and your guests. I just want to say thank you to the Salvation Army for the kindness that they showed to me upon my return to Nassau after Hurricane Dorian with food and food store vouchers. I am forever grateful. I encourage people to donate.
Yes.
That's the voice, the words of a recipient of these. If y'all don't believe me, if y'all don't ever see me happy, just bubbling around, and you say, well, but look at her, why is she so happy? That's because I've been to the thrift store and I got me a fresh outfit.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
There used to be a store called Plenty for 20, and I used to tell them, boy, y'all running hard, the competition with Salvation Army, because that's my first stop.
Yeah.
And it boosts, and it's for young people and for people as well, like in terms of donating things there. The boost in confidence that a man, like a man has when he could put on a decent suit to go to church.
Yes. Not only that, a decent pair of shoes.
To walk road.
To walk the road,
For me, it did it.
Yes.
When I was severely underemployed.
Yes.
Salvation Army allowed me to move through the world like I was people.
Of course.
Yes. And I mean, like I say, I wanted... I was doing it on my own, right?
Yes.
Like, and it gave me that confidence to then step into economic agency.
Yes.
And that's what your donations are really helping people do. Step into economic agency. Okay. Salvation Army has a social services unit. The specific questions I have are really like, hey, I have a cousin and they got three children and they need somewhere to live desperately.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Maybe it's domestic violence. Maybe it is a contentious landlord, right? Maybe it is a problematic family dynamic. They need some place to live. I can't take them in, maybe short-term emergency I can, but they need a plan.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to send them to the Salvation Army. What do I do? Do I need to call first and say, hey, I'm a person in need of help. Can I come in? Can I just walk in? Is there a list? Like, let's start from that point.
Normally, when it comes to that social aspect, with our shelter, normally we work through with social service.
Okay.
Social service is the person that recommend them to the Army.
All right. So the first place we're going to go is to social service. Okay.
You have to get a referral from social service. Then they are admitted to our shelter. But what happens is our shelter is not a place where you could stay for 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's a temporary short term.
Yeah.
Based on your situation, we could extend it.
Okay. Absolutely. Now, is there criteria for getting in? Like, I imagine if I present myself and there's a family that presents itself, that the family would be prioritized over a single individual. But it, like, is there a burden of proof? Do I need to be able to show the level of destitution or a vulnerability to qualify?
Social services would do the screening. So once you start with social services, they will make the recommendation and send you on to us. And once you come from social services to us, we don't turn you away. Because they would find out if we have space or not.
So the most important thing is to start at social services.
Yes.
To start at social services.
I really want this people to be aware so that they don't panic. Because in many instances, people panic.
Yes.
They see the name on the phone And they, because they know she calling because she needs somewhere to stay with the children. Mm-hmm. But if we arm people with information,
yes,
right, then they feel more confident and say, listen, I can't take you in, but I have information. I have referrals. There are resources.
Yes. And once social service recommend them to our shelter, we know they're comfortable. Yes. They will be comfortable. They will be taken care of. The only thing that we don't have right now mm-hmm. is a place for men.
Well, we're going to a break. On the next side of the break, let's just talk about that, just so people are aware why there is an urgent need for shelters for men.
Yes.
Absolutely. We're going to go to a break. You guys stay tuned. This is important information. I want to talk about this because if I don't talk about this, I can talk about Junkanoo starting at 9 p.m. It's on my head, man. It's on my head. She gets... Anyway, we're going to the break. Y'all stay tuned. On the clock. We'll be right back.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better. Flyers, magazines, and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards, and newsletters. No job too big, and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Hey, man. Long time.
Girl, what going on? I hear women in Bahamas can't pass on citizenship to them own children.
We had one jokey government halfway try to change it with a referendum in 2016, and two administrations since then ain't even bother.
I shock you going back to live like that. What are you supposed to do with your own children if they ain't Bahamian?
Suffer. Luckily, Equality Bahamas been working on this issue, and I hear they ramping up for a full campaign.
Good. Y'all need action. The Bahamas like to play top class, but have all these old issues that the rest of the region done deal with a long time.
You right. We gotta get it together. Let me go online right now and tell my people share tiny.cc/nationality. We need the same rights as men to pass on citizenship to our children.
Yeah, get on our level.
One in every four Bahamians face some level of food insecurity. AML Foods remains committed to our Feed 5000 program. We'll donate $30,000 to provide holiday meals to families in need. But we need your help. From November 4th to December 18th, show your support and donate at the register at Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, Exuma Markets, or Domino's Pizza in Nassau, Grand Bahama, or Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Good morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio. This is On the Clock. Before the break, I said we're going to slide right into
the shelter for men.
For men, and here's a text. And they're going to read both parts. There are a lot of men that are on drugs and or have mental issues. Do they have a program at social services to take these men in and give them the assistance they need, given these times? And then the text said, you just answered the question, but why don't they have a place for men, given how vulnerable they are to this practice? Now, I want to start by saying this, right? It's not the vulnerability, it's the reason for the vulnerability that will give you the answer to the question, right? In many instances, women and children are vulnerable because of the fact that they're women and children, or they've been made homeless, or there's domestic violence.
Yes.
Now, for men, I think predominantly it's slightly different.
Yes.
We have a number of instances where there is an addiction centered issue.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There may be a mental health or psychological wellness issue. And then for some men, at the root of all of that, there may be child, right, experience trauma or sexual violence at the root of it. And so if you'll understand that we have not approached mental health in the same way that we have approached sexual violence and violence between men and women.
Yeah.
And so that's why, even though we acknowledge that there's a, almost the same level of vulnerability, that you don't see the same level of programming available. Because they come from two different avenues. No, let's go to this caller, and then we're going to speak to spaces where men can seek support that exist already. Good morning, caller.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
You know, having been a Bahamian for a while,
yes, sir.
You know, and you, our industry. One of the things I find disturbing is that more than half the people we see in these situations have options. But they just want to be where they are, and they don't want nobody talking to them. And they, you know, and it takes stuff to hit the wall or the fan, you know, and they start reaching out. And they're reaching out to the public, to all the government stuff, but they refuse to reach out to their families. I believe we need our families in this country to get more proactive with their people.
Yes.
Because, I mean, you know, you read the news and you see stuff, and you go on Facebook and you see stuff, and you put 1 + 1 together, and it ain't coming up to 2. We have too many people in this country on the streets who have options, but they're saying lifestyle, drugs, preferences, whatever. But I think, you know, we need to get into this thing where families become proactive. You know, drag them up the street, beat them.
No, sir. And I understand.
I understand
why you feel that way, but then it's my job to say no consistently.
I
can follow it up with this, though. Let me follow it up with this. See, Whitney Houston said that crack is whack, but Rick James say cocaine is a hell of a drug. And so, this is what we who are not trapped in addiction have to remember, that people who are trapped in addiction are exactly that. Trapped in addiction. They think differently. Their brains become wired differently. And so, no, I appreciate, right? I had an instance where I had a friend and I realized that money was going missing. I could never would have imagined it was her. We hung out one night, I dropped her home, I went to go check her the next morning, and her family asked me where she is. Thank God a neighbor saw that I literally dropped her off and drove off with an empty car and told the family members that. Then that friend fell into a pit of addiction. And the family members for a moment, illegally, because they were so desperate to keep her away from that substance. So desperate. But we cannot condone that. It is illegal. And here's the problem. It's illegal not because you are a maniac and you will accidentally or intentionally kill that person, but that it is possible that it could happen. And so it is illegal. None of us could do it, even if we feel that that is the best solution at the time. And for God's sake, if you're doing it, call the radio and let it slip so we can help whoever it is you got tied up in your house. Just let it accidentally slip out your mouth once. You thought I was going to tell you don't call and don't say nothing. Hey, no, call. And I'm a suspect. Okay, so in terms of programs for men, I know that there's Earth Village, Bash and Earth Village, Terry Miller. That was a program for people living with substance abuse.
The Drug Council also offers counseling, I think. So that's an avenue they can reach out to as well.
All right. Let me ask a question, sort of piggybacking off of the caller and the last text. I think in Utah or Colorado, in this program, it's a sober living program. So most programs require you to be sober for entry.
Okay.
Like every day when you come to sign on the list, you have to be sober. when you come to get in, at the assigned time, you have to be sober. But in this program in the States, they acknowledge that it is the chaos in the addicted person's life, nowhere to sleep, right? Nowhere to bathe and wash, that really entrenches perpetuates the chaos. And they found that people who don't worry about where they're going to sleep at the end of the night, where they're going to bathe and where they're going to keep their clothes, they go through the program, I think, faster. The program is more effective for them. Mm-hmm. And they found that putting that pressure on people of being sober to get help is counterproductive in some instances. Mm-hmm. And that taking that pressure off makes it easy, not only easier for people to access the services, but then to be transformed through the services. Right? And I just found that interesting. And do you work here, or if it's worth a pilot program here?
It's worth a pilot.
Yeah. But I think it's easy to say, okay, these guys are in this condition because of drugs, right? And that's what sort of separates it from the vulnerability that the majority of women clients present. But that, I think a lot of that addiction is rooted in trauma.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And unprocessed trauma. Yes. And that requires that. That then takes off the, well, look, if they love it, let it kill them. No, this is deeper than that, and there's an obligation to assist.
Yeah, I think we need to pay more attention to our mental health situation, because that propels a lot of these issues that we're seeing with the drugs and addictions.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that, caller. That's my bad. That's my bad. We're all out of time. I'd like to thank you, producer, for keeping me on track. Oh, I had a good time yesterday. I had a good time. And to any of the men I dance with, I want to apologize. I didn't mean to have that much fun. Here's a text. Donald Trump is online talking about how great that illegal substance we referenced on the man these people here see as brilliant. We ain't gonna talk the politics today, but thank you, Texas. I can remember that. It says, great show as usual. Opening up your light bill is killing more people than drugs. Texter, this is a comedian texter, right? And I know you cracking a joke, but I don't think you understand how on point you are. We have yet to take into account financial crisis, right?
Yes.
That if we know that in 2010 the law was expanded to recognize financial abuse as a form of domestic abuse, mm-hmm. but we yet as a society we fail to realize or acknowledge that financial crisis causes psychological crisis.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And a lot of people who we see trapped in addiction, the root of that is a psychological crisis developed from a financial crisis. Mm-hmm. Like, it's important to understand that men are vulnerable, mm-hmm. and they break at the question of how am I, as a man, going to provide
for
and take
family.
Care of my family
and
my dependents.
Yes.
Thank you, Texter, for that tongue-in-cheek text. It was great. Ladies, please remind the audience of your name so when they call, they could say, I need to speak to Ms. Mayo. I need to speak to
Ms. Ambrista
right here.
And Major Aline Mayo.
Because they made me feel comfortable and confident, and I didn't need to get some more information about how the Salvation Army could help us in our families and our communities. Thank you very, very much. I'm so glad y'all was here. I didn't get a chance to row enough about junk news. That's a good thing. But you guys stay tuned, because Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
Thank you.
Thank you.